Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress. Doesn't it seem like the enemy is always mustering a war with you? He's always picking a fight with you, always trying to vex your spirit. King Achish told David, "You and your men will be expected to join me in battle." So now the Israelites are captive, but they still have to fight with the Philistines. "And very well," David said, "now you will see for yourself what we can do." But even though David said, "Very well, now you will see," he was talking about what me and God can do. Now you will see for yourself what we, meaning me and God, can do. Then Achish told David, "I will make you my personal bodyguard for life." Verse 3 says, "Meanwhile, Samuel had died, and all Israel had mourned for him." Samuel was the prophet, and he always heard from God. He corrected, he rebuked, he did everything that a prophet was supposed to do. And when he died, Israel mourned for Samuel because some of them could not hear God for themselves, and they could always go to Samuel, the prophet, and hear a word from the Lord. He was buried in Ramah, his hometown. And Saul had banned from the land of Israel all mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead, i.e. witches, i.e. psychics. In the land, Saul had followed and obeyed God's command, and he got rid of all those psychics. He got rid of all those who searched in the heavenlies for answers. He got rid of all those who play Ouija boards. He got rid of everybody who love angel dust. He got rid of those who tap bones together and look through a globe ball. Saul got rid of all the witches in the land. So I ask you today, have you gotten rid of all the witchcraft spirits in your life? All those spirits that try to control you. All those spirits that try to manipulate you. All those spirits that want to keep you in bondage. Have you gotten rid of those spirits? And the Philistines set up their camp at Shunem, and Saul gathered all the army of Israel and camped at Gilboa. So now Saul was gathering his men, he was gathering his army, and getting ready, he was setting up his camp. And verse 5 says, "When Saul saw the vast Philistine army, he became frantic with fear." So now you've gotten your war clothes on. Now you have your armor on. You've been praying. You've been fasting. And now you are ready to go to war. But when you begin to see the enemy for yourself, when you begin to look the enemy right in the eye, now you begin to have fear come upon you. Now you get scared because there's so many of them against you. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. And verse 6 said, he asked the Lord, "What should I do?" Have you ever been right there? The enemy is staring at you and you staring at him. I see you and you see me. And in the midst of your battle, you say, "Lord, what should I do? Lord, what should I do in the midst of this battle?" And it said he asked the Lord what he should do, but the Lord refused to answer him, either by dreams or by sacred lots or by the prophet. So Saul was in the midst of the battle. He was setting up camp, and while he was preparing himself for battle, he caught glimpse of the enemy and seen that it was more of them than him. So then he got afraid, and in his fear, he asked God, "What should I do?" But God did not answer him. Well, you ask me, prophetess, why did not God answer Saul? Because Saul was disobedient. Saul did not do every instruction that God told him to do. Saul did not obey his every word. He would obey sometimes, and then sometimes he would not obey God's word. So therefore, you cannot be cold and hot at the same time. God will spew you out of his mouth if you are lukewarm. So don't expect God to answer you if you cannot follow all of his instructions. So at this time, Saul felt lost. He went to the other prophets in the land, and none of them were like Samuel. He could not get a word. He could not hear God for himself. He went to other prophets. They could not hear God for him. Even in his dreams, God did not show him any visions. So he felt lost at the time. And verse 7 says, Saul then said to his advisors, case in point, find a woman who is a Midian so I can go and ask her what to do. Find a woman that sees and works in sorcery and can look into the heavenlies and predict me a future. Find me a witch. And his advisors replied, there is a medium at Endor. So Saul disguised himself by wearing ordinary clothing instead of his royal robe. So now Saul has changed his attire. He has taken off his garments. He has taken off his jewelry and his jewels. And now he has disguised himself in ordinary clothing, hoping that this witch would not recognize that he was one of the chosen ones, hoping that this witch would not recognize that he did have an anointing on his life at one point in time, hoping that she would not know whose son he really was. And sometimes we find ourselves dialing the 1-800 number at midnight and 1 o'clock, trying to get a word from someone who works in witchcraft. Sometimes we have people around us who work in a witchcraft spirit, who will try to tell you what thus saith the Lord, and try to tell you what they see for your future, and try to tell you what God is going to do for you. But all it is false prophecy, and God's anointing is not in their mouth, and God's fire is not in them. So you have to be careful who you consult. Because even though they may be able to prophesy to you, it may not be what God has for you. Even though they can see that you are anointed, it may not be the word that God has for you at that point in time. They may not be the chosen vessel that God wants to use to release a word on you. They may not be the chosen one, baby. So you got to be careful who you consult. You got to be careful who you let touch your clothes. You got to be careful who you let touch your head, because as soon as they get a piece of your hair, as soon as they get a t-shirt, as soon as they get your brush or your comb, oh, they go to work, baby. They go to work behind closed doors, and you wonder to yourself, why am I going through so much hair? Where in the world did this attack come from? Lord have mercy. I feel so worse in my body than I ever had before. It's because you left your ring at the house, or you left your earring over the house, or when y'all was eating, they snuck and got your fork that you ate out of and put it in their pocketbook. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. So Saul disguised himself. He didn't want nobody to know who he was. Because for one, the Holy Spirit was already convicting him. Because if it wasn't, he would be in his royal garments. If the Holy Spirit wasn't convicting Saul, then why did you change your clothes? Why did you change your garments? No, baby, you want to disguise yourself because you don't want your secret to come out. You don't want that skeleton to come out of that closet. You don't want anybody to know what is going on. He disguised himself. Then he went to the woman's home at night and accompanied by two of his men. Why did he have to go at night? Why couldn't he go during the daytime to see the witch? Oh, because witches and warlocks, they come out at night. That's when they do their work. That's when they work their magic. It's between the hours of midnight and 4:30. And that's why God woke me up at 4:30 this morning. I've been up ever since 4:30. And he gave me this scripture. He told me that the witch is dead. And I thank him for the victory already. Even though you made some mistakes in the past, the witch is dead today. Even if you have called a psychic before in your life, God has forgiven you, and the witch is dead on today. Even though they try to come into my church, what God has allowed us to build, with blood, sweat, and tears, I know that the witchcraft spirit is dead. Is dead on today. So he had to go at nighttime because he didn't want anybody to see him, and that's when he knew she would be up, is at night. And it says, I have to talk to a man who has died. So he's telling her, I need to talk to this man. Samuel is dead. I got to talk to him. Hallelujah. And he said, will you call up this spirit for me? I'm going to say that again. Will you call up this spirit for me? Now, I'm not going to get too theological on you. But when I was studying, it is a debate. And we know not to debate God's word. But some people say that the witch had summoned Samuel's spirit by a demonic force. And some say that it wasn't really Samuel himself. It was just a demonic spirit posing as Samuel unto Saul. Then the other theologians say that God is in control of everything, and he allowed the witch to summon the spirit because it says down in the scripture that when the witch called up Samuel's spirit, that she was astonished herself by the anointing or the spirit that called up Samuel. And I said, well, Lord, I know you are not the author of confusion. But that's what the theologians say. They have a debate going on concerning this particular story. But he said, will you call up his spirit for me? Verse 9 says, are you trying to get me killed? The woman demanded. You know that Saul has outlawed all the mediums and all who consult the spirits of the dead. Why are you setting a trap for me? Now the witch, not knowing that it was Saul she was talking to, because he had disguised himself, she's thinking he's just a regular peasant or a regular person that lives in that area. And she says, now you know I can't talk to the dead for you. Saul has already outlawed all of us out of his kingdom. So if I call up a spirit or if I operate in my gift, Saul will kill me. Are you trying to set a trap for me? Now, isn't that funny? The enemy is asking you, are you going to set a trap for him? When he's the enemy himself, that's when people play on your emotions and make you turn it around on you like you're doing them wrong. Oh, honey, the devil is a liar. No, don't turn turn anything around on me. Don't try to flip the script on me. You are in the wrong. You are the enemy. But the enemy will always try to turn things around on you. And verse 10 says, but Saul took an oath in the name of the Lord and promised, as surely as the Lord lives, nothing bad will happen to you for doing this. So now Saul, not knowing, she doesn't know it's him. Saul tells her that surely the Lord lives and nothing bad will happen to you. So he reassures her that I'm not going to have anyone come and kill you. Because she don't know it's him, but he know it's him. So he's not going to send anyone to kill her because he really needs some kind of communication with God. He really needs something. So he's willing not to kill the witch just to get a word. Oh. So now how far would you really go just to get a word? Would you church hop here, hop there just to get a word? Do you have itching ears just to get a word? Will you just go anywhere and let just anybody lay hands on you? Will you just go anywhere and let anybody speak into your spirit? You gotta be careful when you do certain things like that. And verse 11 says, finally the woman said, well, whose spirit do you want me to call up? And he says, call up Samuel. Saul replied, and when the woman saw Samuel, she screamed, you have deceived me. You are Saul. And if you have seen any of the Bible movies, she shrivels up and dies. After Samuel's spirit is summoned from the dead, the witch dies. The witch is dead. And it says, don't be afraid, the king told her. What do you see? And she said, I see a God coming up out of the earth, she said. And in the Bible, it has a little g. Not the big G. And what does he look like? Saul said. He is an old man wrapped in a robe, she replied. And Saul realized it was Samuel, and he fell to the ground before him. So now Samuel's spirit has been summoned. Whether God allowed it or whether the witch worked her demonic forces. Samuel's spirit is summoned. That's for the theologians to continue to debate. And it says, Samuel said, why have you disturbed me by calling me back? Why? He rebuked him. That's the first thing came out his mouth, a rebuke. Why would you disturb me by calling me back to this world? Why, when I am in a resting place with my God, why would you summon my spirit to come back and deal with all the hail and high water that you put me through? Because when I was in the earth and when I was your prophet and I spoke the word of the Lord to you, you did not listen to me. So now that God has called me home and I've entered your state of rest, how dare you interrupt me? He rebuked him. He rebuked Saul. How dare you interrupt my rest with my God? What is it so important that you would dare to disturb the heavenly realm and even go as much to seek a witch to try to draw my spirit back just so I can prophesy another word to you? How dare you? And it's just like that. You have saints. They will call your phone. They will send you messages on Facebook. They will send you emails. They will come knocking at the door and disturb your prayer time and disturb your time with God and disturb the flow of of the anointing just because they want a word from you. They don't honor you. They don't do what you tell them to do. They don't obey you. And when they were here, they didn't listen to a word that came out your mouth. It went in one ear and out of the other. But now when they are out there going through hell and high water, now that the fire of God has begun to burn, now they want to come back and disturb. Now they want to come back and interrupt your peace, and interrupt your joy, and interrupt your long suffering, and interrupt your wisdom, and interrupt your knowledge and your faith and your understanding, just so you can give them a word for their situation. They will disturb your spirit. They will vex you in the spirit. They will make you mad until you give them what they want. They will continue to bug you and nudge you and send you a text and call your phone and leave voicemails and tell somebody else to call you from a different number and text you from a different number. They begin to enter and mess up your rest and your peace and your joy, just so they can hear your voice, just so they can hear a word from the Lord. They will interrupt what God is trying to do in your life. When you are trying to be in a restful state, God, oh my, the enemy will come and try to steal everything that he can. He said, "Why did you disturb me by calling me back?" And this is Saul's reply. He says, "Because I am in deep trouble. The Philistines are at war with me, and God has left me and won't reply to me by prophets or dreams. So I have called for you to tell me what to do." Saul is desperate. Oh, there's a time where you get desperate, and baby, anything goes. When you are desperate, it don't care. It doesn't even matter. You will go to the highways and the byways. You will go up and down. You will go to the highest of the high, and you will go to the lowest of the low just to get what you want. Desperate things calls for desperate measures. And at this time, Saul did a desperate thing for a desperate measure. When he outlawed all the witches, he went to a witch himself. How contrary can you be to the word of God? Oh, God, in Leviticus it says, anybody who consults a witch shall be killed. So how could you be contrary to the word of God? But Samuel replied, "Why ask me, since the Lord has left you and has become your enemy? The Lord has done just as he said he would. He has torn the kingdom from you and given it to your rival David. The Lord has done this to you today because you refused to carry out his fierce anger against the Amalekites." So now Samuel's spirit is telling Saul why he is in the situation that he is in. It's simply because you did not do as God told you to do. And because of that, now David has the kingdom. So when you are disobedient to the word of God, somebody else will receive your blessings. When you don't follow the instructions that God has given unto you, somebody else can grab your blessing. So you must be careful in this day and time. And it says the Lord has done this to you because you refuse to carry out your anger against the Amalekites. And verse 19 says, "What's more is that the Lord will hand you and the army of Israel over to the Philistines tomorrow, and you and your sons will be here with me. The Lord will bring down the entire army of Israel in defeat." So now Samuel tells him of his future, since he wanted to know so bad and went to the deepest measure of consulting a witch. Now Samuel tells him the truth. You're going to die tomorrow. Can you imagine somebody telling you you're going to die tomorrow and you're going to be here with me? Hallelujah. And Saul fell full length on the ground and paralyzed with fright. Because of Samuel's words, he was also faint with hunger, for he had eaten nothing all day and all night. So Saul fell down to the ground. He fell down because now he knows his future. Now he knows what's gonna happen. And sometimes the saying is, you better be careful what you ask for. Because Saul wanted a word so bad. People want a word so bad, they'll go anywhere to get anything. And before you know it, now they are cursed. Before you know it, now someone has spoken a word over them. And now for the next 30 years and for the next three generations, there is a generational curse. Why? Because you had itching ears and you could not wait on the Lord. You could not wait on the Lord. And you get impatient in your waiting and you begin to get itching ears, where now you got to have a word no matter how you get it, no matter where you get it, you got to have it. And once you get it, now you die. You may not die in the natural, but you die spiritually. You begin to lose some of the anointing that God has placed on you, because now you have went out of order and consulted a medium. You have went out of order and consulted a witch. Just because God did not speak to you, did not give you the authority to go consult another medium. It is not okay. God does not give us the right to do that. Honey, if you can't hear him, then you just need to pray and fast a little bit more. And if you still don't hear God, go to your leader. It may be because of a sin that you committed a long time ago, and you have not made atonement for your sin. You have not asked God for forgiveness. Or maybe it's just not your season to hear from God right now. Sometimes God will put you in a place of isolation where you cannot hear him, where you cannot see him, whether you don't know he's there or not. But in your place of isolation, you need to cultivate some long suffering. You need to cultivate some patience in your season of isolation. Sometimes you have to pay for your disobedience, because it said it's better to obey than to sacrifice. So if Saul just obeyed God's word from the beginning, he wouldn't have to sacrifice his own life to death. Oh, he wouldn't have to sacrifice his son's lives to death if he was just obedient from the time that Samuel crowned him king. He would not have to suffer in that way. Hallelujah. But because of his disobedience, because he did not listen to God, now he has to pay the price. So now we go back to Isaiah chapter 14. Hallelujah. So your witch is dead on today. Give God some praise for it. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.
Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24/7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Becton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria. 6:30 a.m. Life Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire. 7 a.m. The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. And 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.